Press Review on Radio Yulma.
Good morning, everyone. This is your Press Review. This is Radio Yulm. You're listening to today's top news by Francesco,
Leila
and Lorenzo.
It's 9:40 in this beautiful sunny morning, and it's getting very cold. Since last time we were together here in the studio, it wasn't that cold, right? But we had a lot of rain. This time, different scenario.
Finally, exactly.
So we are ready to jump into today's news, and well, what to say? We have one main character,
Donald J. Trump. Yeah, everybody. And in terms of solidarity, I brought here a sweater with the U.S. flag, and they said to me earlier that you took that sweater on purpose. I said, not really, but it works.
Yeah. It was kind of funny. Like, you had like the sweater, like, we are talking today just about the USA, so
yeah, with a big ass US
US flag.
Yeah, he's dripping, and that's what we're gonna talk about. So make sure you follow us on every social media platform and send us messages at 331-1438-923. So as we said, we can start jumping into the news of today, and there's nothing we can do to avoid Trump being the protagonist of our news, and he's the undisputed main character in every newspaper, and he's choosing his people, and this is causing huge drama all around.
Yeah, Donald J. Trump, the new elected president, is now head of all the first front pages. And as we said already, New York Times, Trump picks RFK Jr. to be head of Health and Human Services Department. Whether the Senate will confirm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a vaccine skeptic, to say the least, who has unorthodox views about medicine, is an open question.
Yes, and this everything is very controversial. Every choice that Trump is making big news, because they're all, well, not everyone.
We'll see.
Yeah, not everyone supports that. And The Guardian also reports, any line of separation between Fox News and the U.S. government is about to vanish. This is because Donald Trump tapped Pete Hegseth. He was a Fox News host, and he appointed this guy as Attorney General. And Fox News hosts are publicly stunned to see their colleague tapped for cabinet positions, but in private, they were found to be more shocked.
Yeah, also Washington Post opened with another man that was picked by Trump for his new government. Guy's nomination brings new focus on underage sex allegations. The question has been investigated by the Justice Department that he hopes to lead, and by the Congress from which he resigned. Did he engage in sexual misconduct with a 17 years old girl and violate sex trafficking laws? Who knows?
So again, it's very difficult for us not to say anything about this, but yeah, we'll see if these choices will be approved or not. While we move on to the Wall Street Journal reporting about the U.S. that must be prepared to expand nuclear weapons force, and this was reported by the Biden officials, and the decision on whether to do so or not will be left to President-elect Donald Trump.
Yeah, moving ahead, we are going to the Middle East news, and well, not a big surprise, they're still linked to Trump's election, but New York Times again opens with Elon Musk met with Iran's UN ambassador. Iranian official says the tech billionaire, a top advisor to President-elect Donald J. Trump and the biggest founder of his political campaign, was reported to have discussed ways to diffuse tensions between Iran and the United States.
Yeah, Musk is reported to be maybe having a role in the actual government,
absolutely,
Donald Trump government, but we're going to talk about that later in the dig-in part, so stay tuned. As we move on to the Ukraine war latest news that still are linked to the Trump's election, because BBC reports Russia strongly signals plan for Ukraine when Trump becomes president. As he became president, the Kremlin is now attempting to dictate the terms of any potential peace negotiation with Ukraine before Donald Trump's official inauguration. And this is something that was reported by a respected think tank.
Also, now we are heading to our homeland. And for the Italian news, Corriere della Sera opens with the theme about regional autonomy, a blow to the law, seven norms are against the constitution. But also Repubblica. La Repubblica opens with regional autonomy, the reform has been destroyed.
Yeah, and well, this is a very worrying scenario in general. And while Il Tempo reports, a von der Leyen, so translated is von der Leyen is sinking. This was a very clever joke by Il Tempo. A Europe crisis after Trump's election, and President Mattarella receives Minister Fitto, and now Ursula is in trouble.
Yeah, I like this joke because explains how difficult it is now for the European Parliament to form, and they are now like in a boat. And in Italian it sounds good. In English, not very well.
Not very well. Yeah.
For the French front pages today, we have Le Monde, because there's been the match of France-Israel, a match under heavy surveillance, where a lot of blues, like they say, the blue. Did not go. It had 60,611 people in the stands, the lowest attendance ever at Saint-Denis due to all the high surveillance. And yes, the high surveillance caused a big problem for the French-Israel match because no one wanted to go. They were all afraid about it a bit. And yes, so that's it for me.
And there was fighting as well on
they
the
were
stands.
Fighting, yes.
Yeah, not definitely. The first time for football, as we saw, with involving Israelis.
And that takes us to the sports section that we're going to talk about more later. But the news is that Italy is winning everywhere. So
we are happy. Yeah, we can say that we are happy with that.
Yeah, Gazzetta dello Sport titles the Italy that we like. And this is because of Sinner's win against Medvedev and the Azzurri win against Belgium last night. But we're going to talk about this later as we move on to Rumor Has It by Adele. Well, this is pretty fitting, right? We're talking about rumors who's going to be in Trump's government. She ain't real. She ain't going to be able to love you like I will. She is a stranger. You and I have history, or don't you remember? Sure, she's got it all. But baby, is that really what you want? Blessed up, so you got your love anymore. Rumor has it. 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 She is half your age, but I'm guessing that's the reason that you stay.
I'm leaving you for.
Rumor has it by Adele, and now we are back for our favorite, we can say, part of the program, and this the dig-in. We are starting with Ukraine-Russia war, and as we said earlier, the Kremlin is attempting to dictate the terms of any potential peace negotiation with Ukraine before Donald J. Trump's inauguration, a respected think tank says. And Russian forces believe that they briefly broke through the outskirts of the northeastern city, and Ukraine official says. A new Russian offensive in the northeast of Ukraine has begun, and a new assault group briefly broke through to the outskirts of the city of Kupiansk for the first time since Moscow's forces fled in September 2022. The admission for Ukrainian officials is a sign of mounting pressure on the outpost, and they are now waiting for more signals for the new U.S. Government. They are waiting not only Ukraine, but also Russia, because it's in their biggest interest. And Russian ambassador at the U.N. in Geneva also spoke and said that Trump entering again the White House leaves the door open for new talks, and he really said, let him try. Gennady Gatilov, in fact, said that Russia was open to negotiation on an end to the Ukraine war if initiated by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, but said any talks need to be based on the realities of Russian advances.
Well, so another big important section of today is regarding, of course, the actual U.S. election aftermath. We're talking about this mainly in every aspect of our episode today, of our show today. But President Trump has met his predecessor Biden, Joe Biden. And Dave, we have the audio extract for you today, but it's pretty comical, and we apologize for that. But they've decided to hold that on next to a fireplace, so it's very loud. The fireplace is very loud, and we were not able to remove the fire pit.
We can assure you that they kept that stable for at least 29 seconds.
Yeah.
Mr. President-elect and former President, thank you, Donald, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And looking forward to having, like we said, a smooth transition. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. And we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today. So
good.
Welcome.
Thank you
back.
Very much. And thank you very much. And politics is tough, and it's many cases not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate very much a transition that's so smooth. It'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Joe.
You're welcome. Thank you all.
Yeah, and this was chaos by the reporters, and this was an audio, again, very noisy, but this was from the New York Times, so this was the best we could do for today for you. But as, again, the aftermath is making big news in every newspaper all around the world. The Republicans have won 218 U.S. House seats, giving Donald Trump and the party control of the government, and the party's sweep is now complete. Meanwhile, Trump government is forming with Florida man Matt Gaetz, as we talked about this earlier, is the new pick of the day for the role of Attorney General. And again, this is making big news because he has behind him, he has allegations of having sexual intercourses with a 17-year-old girl. And well, it's everything is
controversial. But yeah, it's not the biggest news, right?
Well, no, because we have another Trump secret phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the Times confirms that the news again has happened after the Kremlin denied. And this is the tycoon's plan. What is the tycoon's plan for Ukraine? Well, we still don't know, but Kyiv says it was they were completely unaware of the call. So what's going to happen? Well, we don't know. And we have many different protagonists of the story. We have Trump, of course. We have Vladimir Putin now. All the people that are being nominated by Trump. And then we have our dear Elon Musk. And we always talk about Elon Musk, but now he's every day more important for this matter. And we saw him commenting against Italian judges as well on an open controversy. And now the billionaire calms down after the official statement of Italian President Mattarella and after the phone call with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni.
Yeah, he is now also in our Italian news, as we saw. Our dear friend Elon at this point. But yeah, yeah, moving
friend
ahead.
Or friend or not, he's
frenemy.
Still... Yeah, he's with us every day.
Yeah, Italian scenario. We are talking also about, as we said before, the regional autonomy. There are seven norms against the law after the constitutional check of the Italian president, Sergio Mattarella. And we saw also that Minister for the Autonomy and Regional Affairs, Calderoli, said that the reform does not stop here. The appeal of four regions have been partially accepted. And now there is a clash between political parties about this topic. But it's not the only thing that is coming from the government today, because Sole 24 Ore reports that healthcare, new treatment granted by the government. By the 13th of December, new treatment will be enabled. These new treatments are assisted reproduction, celiac disease, and rare disease. And these were things that were discussed for like 8 years, as they said, in the Italian parliament. And I think it's an important news to report, because many people out there need this clinical condition.
Yeah, definitely. And we also have, for one last news, I want to report that the Spain region that was hit by thunderstorms and flooding, and 200 and more than 200 people were reported dead just 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago. They are now facing more bad weather and more torrential rain. And this is, of course, a very, very worrying matter for us today.
Yeah, there are critical conditions, and we'll see what will be the next.
Well, well, we can move on to our sports section. And so we've seen some big matches in Nations League yesterday night, and we are happy about our dear Azzurri.
Yeah, of course, because they smashed Belgium in Belgium at 0-1, but also there were other important matches and in the UEFA Nations League. And the results are that France has had a draw with Israel, and England smashed 3-0 Greece. But that's not it, because tennis, we are going to talk about the men ATP finals in Turin. And Sinner goes to the semis thanks to the result in his group stage, because Taylor Fritz won in 3 sets against Alex de Minaur. And it's not the only thing, because Jannik Sinner also beat Daniil Medvedev yesterday night at 6-3, 6-4. Today's schedule is also about the other group, and it's Alex Zverev against Carlos Alcaraz, and Casper Ruud against Alex Rublev.
So we are very, very happy about our Italian wins.
Yeah, I have to say something, because I went wrong for poor Rublev, and his name is Andrei.
Well, yeah, finals, the ATP finals are being very much surprising in some ways. Personally, I've been to one match live on Sunday, and I went there and attended the match Medvedev against Fritz.
Yeah.
And well, we were not very happy because this was a match where Medvedev, well, he lost his temper. Let's put it like that. So after the first set that he lost, he started, well, smashing
his usual show.
Yeah, no, but this time was worse. Well, yeah, very much worse. And everyone on in the stands were, well...
Booing,
yes, very, very bad. Yeah. Well, so this was our dig-in in English, but not our complete dig-in, because after 30 seconds from now, we have our dear Leila.
Wait, the French people.
Radio U.
Nous voilà, bonjour tout le monde. Comme mes amis anglais ont dit, Trump est notre protagoniste aujourd'hui. Donc on va tout de suite commencer avec l'actualité internationale. Donc justement, Trump est le personnage principal incontesté de l'actualité d'aujourd'hui. On a vraiment eu de la peine à trouver des autres news que ça. Donc on commence. Ben, Trump, premièrement, sur le New York Times, est apparu parce qu'il a choisi RFK Jr. pour diriger le département de la santé et des services sociaux. Donc la question de savoir si le Sénat confirmera Robert F. Kennedy Jr., un sceptique des vaccins qui a eu des vues peu orthodoxes sur la médecine, reste ouverte. En plus que ça, sur The Guardians, toute ligne de séparation entre le Fox News et le gouvernement américain est sur le point de disparaître. Parce que cette semaine, Donald Trump a nommé Pete Hegseth, animateur de Fox News, au poste de ministre de la Justice. Les animateurs de Fox News sont publiquement stupéfaits de voir leurs collègues nommés à des postes ministériels et en privé, ils sont encore plus choqués, vu que justement, comme WatchPost parle, la nomination de Gates met l'accent sur les allégations de relations sexuelles avec des mineurs. La question a été examinée par le ministère de la Justice, qui espère de diriger, et par le Congrès dont il a démissionné. A-t-il eu et vraiment des relations sexuelles avec une jeune fille de 17 ans et a-t-il violé les lois sur le trafic sexuel ? Donc voilà, cette news nous choque un peu parce que voir une personne du genre arriver à être nominée est vraiment assez incroyable pour le jour d'aujourd'hui. Mais bon, voilà. En continuant sur les VSG, les États-Unis doivent être prêts, selon eux, à augmenter leurs forces d'armement nucléaire. Affirmant les responsables de Joe Biden, la décision de le faire ou non sera laissée au président maintenant élu de Donald Trump. Justement, à la suite de l'élection américaine, nous avons eu Biden et Donald Trump qui se sont rencontrés devant la Maison-Blanche pour la remise des clés. On a entendu avant l'interview, mais ça n'a pas vraiment marché parce qu'il y avait énormément de bruit. Mais voilà, en tout cas, ils se sont rencontrés pour la remise des clés. Et ça a été vraiment assez bruyant. Il y avait vraiment beaucoup de journalistes qui voulaient interviewer. Et voilà, pour ce qui continue sur la suite de l'élection, les Républicains remportent 218 sièges à la Chambre des représentants des États-Unis, ce qui permet à Donald Trump et à son parti de contrôler le gouvernement. En plus, il y a un peu un gossip, voilà, l'appel téléphonique secret de Trump avec le président russe Vladimir Poutine a été confirmé par le Times, même si le Kremlin l'a démenti. Kviv dit qu'il n'était pas au courant de l'appel, donc ça reste encore un secret, mais voilà. En passant aux nouvelles du Moyen-Orient, qui sont toujours liées à l'élection de Trump, New York Times dit encore « Le milliardaire de la technologie Elon Musk a rencontré l'ambassadeur de l'Iran à l'ONU ». Le milliardaire de la tech, qui est aussi un des principaux conseillers du président élu Donald J. Trump, aurait discuté des moyens de désamorcer les tensions entre l'Iran et les États-Unis. Donald Trump entre aussi à l'intérieur de la guerre Ukraine-Russe, vu que voilà, la BBC a justement parlé du fait que la Russie signale fortement son plan pour l'Ukraine lorsque Trump deviendra président. Justement, le Kremlin tente de dicter les termes d'éventuelles négociations de paix avec l'Ukraine avant l'investiture de Donald Trump selon un groupe de réflexion respecté. Le Kremlin cherche à imposer ses conditions pour des potentielles négociations de paix avec l'Ukraine avant l'investiture de Donald Trump. Et les forces russes ont brièvement pénétré dans les faubourgs de Kupiansk, une ville du nord-est de l'Ukraine, marquant leur première incursion depuis leur retrait en septembre 2022. Voilà, cet événement témoigne d'une pression accrue sur cette position stratégique. Mais par ailleurs, l'ambassadeur russe à l'ONU à Genève, Gennady Gatilov, a affirmé que la Russie était prête à envisager des négociations initiées par Donald Trump, à condition qu'elle prenne en compte les avancées réalisées par la Russie sur les terrains. Donc voilà, ça c'est pour ce qui regarde justement tout notre protagoniste Donald Trump. Donc maintenant on va passer aux nouvelles italiennes comme ça. En fait non, ça change pas. Voilà, ben parce qu'il y a le commentaire d'Elon Musk contre les juges italiens. Donc voilà, vous pensiez qu'il n'y avait pas là non plus. Ben en fait, il y a aussi. Et le commentaire d'Elon Musk contre les juges italiens qui arrive aussi en Italie, qui a une controverse ouverte. Maintenant, le milliardaire se calme après la déclaration officielle du président italien Mattarella et après l'appel téléphonique avec le premier ministre Giorgia Meloni. Donc, il y a aussi eu un scandale à l'intérieur de l'Italie avec Elon Musk. Et ben, pour une fois, maintenant sur Sole 24 Ore, et ça rapporte qui n'a rien à voir ni avec Elon Musk ni avec Trump. C'est peut-être une des seules news. Et donc, des soins de santé, nouveaux traitements accordés par le gouvernement d'ici le 30 décembre. Des nouveaux traitements seront autorisés, procréation assistée, maladies zoéliques et maladies rares. Donc, on espère qu'on puisse continuer un petit peu dans cette direction. Pour les premières pages françaises, Le Monde raconte comme le match de France-Israël, un match qui a été sous haute surveillance, qui a créé un peu, je pense, une peur au niveau du public, vu une maigre consolation des 16 611 personnes présentées dans la tribune, qui est la plus faible affluence jamais enregistrée à Saint-Denis, en raison justement de la haute surveillance. L'équipe de France n'a pas réussi à marquer contre Israël, donc ça a fini avec un 0-0, et c'était jeudi soir au Stade de la France. Donc voilà, c'est 10h08 et c'est tout pour le moment, pour aujourd'hui en tout cas. Et je peux repasser. Et ouais, c'est tout. Ben voilà.
C'est tout, c'est tout.
And so we can speak in English now, don't worry.
All right, all right, all right.
We are back. We are we're so back. Back.
Okay. Well, we're gonna learn some French, Leila. Don't worry.
You're ready.
Yeah,
c'est tout. Well,
maybe for
C2 level of French.
I want to help, and the next time, instead of a US flag, maybe I can have a sweater with a French flag.
Yeah.
I'm actually Swiss French, so it would not work.
yeah, but still.
We can bring some chocolate.
I don't know, Swiss flag, as you want, as you please.
Okay.
All right. Well, we very much thank you all for being with us today. Our time is running out, and we still remind you to follow us on every social media platform and send us messages at our number 331-1438-923. And we thank our dear Julia directing for us today.
Thank you, Julia.
Love you, Julia.
And well, this was your host, Francesco,
Leila,
and Lorenzo,
and I always struggle with this with this same sentence. We will be back very soon.
Press review on Radio Europe.